Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. On Monday, we spoke with New York City Council Speaker and Democratic mayoral hopeful Gifford Miller about a ballot question he supports that would mandate smaller class sizes in grades K through 8.
Not just me, but hundreds of volunteers are out every day gathering signatures to try to dramatize the need to lower class sizes as a way of effectively producing a positive educational plan.
Mayor Bloomberg opposes the idea. And as Miller acknowledged in the interview, even though the class size question has gotten a reported 70,000 formal petition signatures, it may never make it to the ballot because the mayor can bump it by putting up his own ballot questions on anything else. And it looks like that will happen with a few so far obscure initiatives that you've probably never heard of, but that the mayor's office has been working on for some time. And with me now is the chair of the mayor's Charter Revision Commission, which proposes such things, Esther Fuchs. Hi, Esther. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning. Really nice to be here.
So you've got some ballot questions for us?
Yes, and I have to object to your characterization of obscure initiatives because when we relate to you the work we've been doing for the past almost a year, I think that your listeners will agree that these are neither obscure nor unimportant, but rather extremely important to the future of the city.
Maybe worthwhile, but maybe they haven't heard about them yet. But go ahead.
Right. I have a theory about that. The more you focus on issues of substance and good government, the less the press is interested in covering the work that you're doing. We've been in business as a Charter Revision Commission since last August when the mayor appointed us. And we have had, I think, an extraordinary group of New Yorkers serving on this commission, including people like former Attorney General Bob Abrams, Dal Forsyth, who's a former budget director, and Steve Fiala, who is a former city council member and currently county clerk of Staten Island. Those of your listeners in the not-for-profit world will recognize names like Amalia Betanzos, the president of Wildcat, Lilian Barrios-Paoli, who is currently the executive director of Safe Space. Stanley Grayson is on it, who is now chief operating officer of M.E. Beale and a former deputy mayor himself, Jennifer Rabb, the president of Hunter College, Stephanie Palmer, who is the executive director of the Mission Society, Mary McCormick, the head of the Fund for the City of New York, and Curtis Archer, who's the executive director of the Rockaway Development Corporation.
So what exactly is being proposed by all these stars of civic life?
That's right. So we were chartered really to look in three areas of city governance. One was fiscal stability, the other was judicial reform, and the third was efficiency and accountability in government. But the primary concern of the commission was really the sunsetting of the New York State Financial Emergency Act, which many of your listeners will be familiar with, who I date myself, who were around during the 1975 fiscal crisis. But this act is actually will be likely to be sunsetted in 08. And the mayor, who has been extremely engaged in making sure the city stays fiscally sound, and as a businessman, he is somebody who actually cares about arcane things like gap balance and financial planning, realized that whether he won or lost for a second term, it was important to codify these good government, good fiscal management practices that are currently in state law, but if the state law sunsetted as it's scheduled to do, would not be in the city charter. So Tuesday evening, actually, the Charter Revision Commission finished its work and voted out two propositions for the ballot, which we expect will be on the ballot this November. We have brought it over to the city clerk to register these two propositions on the ballot. And the fiscal proposition is very straightforward and very direct, if not boring, I will admit that. And we're asking the voters to require that the city balance its budget in accordance with GAAP and end the fiscal year without an operating deficit. We're requiring the city to continue to do its four-year plan and include quarterly modifications of that four-year plan, and we're requiring in this, if the voters approve, the city to continue restrictions on short-term debt. So that would be one ballot initiative, which we think in and of itself really is very, very important for us to move forward with it.
And you need a ballot initiative to do that?
The
state legislature can't do that?
Well, this is the theory, which is we locally felt that we should be responsible for our own fiscal practices at this point and incorporate what has been determined now to be good fiscal management directly into the charter. The Fiscal Emergency Act was created precisely to deal with the fiscal crisis and an emergency, and it was designed to sunset. There will be a debate in 08 about whether or not it sunsets, but in fact, as a city, we should want to incorporate these practices directly into the charter, and this is the only way we could do that.
What's the second question?
The second question is on judicial administrative reform, and it came out of an earlier charter revision question that failed during the nonpartisan voting charter, and also some legislation that was proposed probably 15 years ago. The city actually has a broad array of judicial tribunals, which the public is very familiar with. It's probably one of the few areas that engage almost every citizen in government. The tribunals are things like the Environmental Control Board and the favorite Parking Violations Bureau. And what we discovered in the work of this commission and previous other charter commissions is this is an area where there is little coordination across tribunals, and it's let's put it this way, it could use a great overhaul and a bringing up to date in terms of modern technology, and also really making it easier for the public to access and understand what happens to them in the course of these quasi-judicial settings. In the previous Charter Commission, they actually voted to put on the ballot a proposition that would require the creation of a judicial administrative coordinator. What our commission decided to do after looking into this was realize that we didn't need the Charter Commission to do that, but rather we sent a letter to the mayor to create this coordinator position through executive order. But what
Esther, we're coming on a break. When we come back, I'll let you finish that thought, and I'll ask you if both of these things, which people are probably trying to figure out what you mean by the second one.
Right, I actually didn't finish it.
Going to bump the class size question off the ballot.
WNYC is supported by The Capital Steps, the group that put the mock in democracy, performing cabaret style at the Supper Club, 260 West 47th Street, running now through August 14th. More information at capitalsteps.com. WNYC is a media sponsor of the Public Theater's Shakespeare in the Park, presenting Two Gentlemen of Verona, the musical, underwritten in part by Continental Airlines, starts August 16th. Free tickets on performance days. Details at publictheater.org.
Another memorable moment from the Leonard Lopate Show.
We're back with Liz Smith. Her latest book is Dishing, Great Dish and Dishes, from America's Most Beloved Gossip Columnist.
Quit saying that. That's something the publisher thought of.
What, the beloved? Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
well,
I
that's
mean,
embarrassing.
That it's an oxymoron.
But it's there. Oh, it's an oxymoron? Why?
Really think any gossip columnists are beloved?
Insightful and revealing interviews. The Leonard Lopate Show, weekdays at noon.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and if judicial administration is not something you've thought a lot about, well, housing probably is. What is New York's obsession, if not real estate? And we will talk in a minute to the chairman of the New York City Development Corporation about affordable housing in New York City in just a minute. But we'll finish up first with the chair of the Mayor's Charter Revision Commission, which proposes charter changes for the ballot. So you may have to vote on these things if you vote in the November election in New York City. That chair is Esther Fuchs. Very briefly, did you want to finish your thought?
Yes, because the proposition on the ballot for the second initiative is very simple and straightforward. It's to create a code of ethics tailored specifically for the administrative law judges and hearing officers. Some of them are not lawyers. Some of them are. Some of them work for the city part-time at per diem, and we felt that was sufficiently important that we would want to encode that into the charter. So we have two proposals which will be on the ballot in November.
Now, will these prevent the the class size question, which probably is much less obscure, to be perfectly honest. People are talking about it in the political sector, and, you know, parents and teachers are starting to get the word about this petition drive where they've reportedly gathered 70,000 or so signatures. Will this automatically, under the rules of charter revision, bump that off the ballot?
Yes, it will. And as I said, we've been in business since August of last year. We've had 20 meetings, and those who have been interested know that we were planning to move forward in all likelihood for most of the course of our deliberations with a fiscal initiative. So this should not, and I know is not, a surprise to the speaker or anybody else who is part and pays attention to city government.
Don't you think the system of getting questions on the ballot is a little unfair and maybe undemocratic? I mean, the class size people, even if they knew the rules, they reportedly went out and got 70,000 signatures. That's 10 times the number you need to get as a candidate to get on the ballot. And the mayor can just knock it off by proposing whatever smaller technical thing.
If the whole petitioning process wasn't as politicized as it is, I could speak to that in a fair and objective way, and we could probably restructure how we in the city and the state of New York do initiatives and referendums, which is very different than the rest of the country in some ways.
It's much more limited here.
It's much more limited, and in fact,
maybe for the better that we don't have a California, you know, free-for-all in that respect.
That would certainly be my position ultimately, because many of these kinds of initiatives are political in the worst sense of the word, and when you have to implement them it becomes much more difficult than anybody imagined. So you can have a wonderful idea, which is something like reducing class size, which is a wonderful idea and the mayor actually supports. But when you put it on a ballot initiative, it creates all kinds of havoc that nobody's particularly interested about when they're using it for other purposes. So,
and of course, there are reasons to support more widespread initiative and referendum, and maybe as this gets closer, we'll have a debate on the show about whether to change that whole system in New York City. But for now, it looks like these two are going to be on, class size is going to be off, and Mayor Fuchs is the chair of Mayor Bloomberg's
Mayor
charter.
Mayor Fuchs, you've promoted me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Esther Fuchs is the chair of Mayor Bloomberg's, I guess not Esther Bloomberg's, Charter Revision Commission. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Brian.